silver was known as the Wonder Horse, and they shared a lot of adventures together. And let me tell you something, it was truly a Wonder Horse. I thought how amazing it would be, you know, to have a horse like Silver. Because whenever the Lone Ranger would get in trouble, right, he was knocked out or hurt or tied up to a post or something by some bad guys, Silver would go get help, right? It was so funny. You know, he'd go into town and he'd stay around town and they'd say, look, that's the Lone Ranger's horse. Wonder where he's at. Silver would kind of do that, you know. And he'd go take people and they would go rescue the Lone Ranger. I said, man, that is some kind of horse. That is some kind of horse. You're probably wondering where I'm going to go with this, right? Where's Pastor Peter going to go with this, sir, with this illustration? Well, when I think of Paul, when I think of the Apostle Paul, I think of silver. In the epistle of 1 Timothy that Diana read for us this morning, Paul described himself. I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with a faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The same is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost sinner, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example for those who have come to believe in him for eternal life. Paul was an evil man. Paul was a bad man. It would have been easier for Jesus to pick somebody else. But Jesus stayed on Paul. This unbreakable man, this untamable man, Jesus appeared to him that he might believe. I believe he did. Grace upon grace is what Paul received. And because of that, he became the most devoted evangelist that we have in Scripture. Now to this interesting branding. I had a friend, I say had, he's now deceased, a friend by the name of Robert Williams, and his stepfather.